This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Will a militia group try to breach the U.S. Capitol building today? Law enforcement is on guard after Capitol Police say they uncovered what may be a plot planned for today. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The threat appears to be connected to a far-right conspiracy theory, mainly promoted by supporters of QAnon, that Donald Trump will rise again to power March 4th, which used to be the nation's inauguration day. Sources say members of an anti-government militia group called the Three Percenters were allegedly discussing plots against the Capitol for today. As law enforcement looks for increased travel into the district, the House decided to adjourn early and avoid meetings at the Capitol.
But before the House adjourned, it passed two landmark bills. A voting rights bill, which would require states automatically register eligible voters. It would also offer same-day registration and require no-excuse absentee balloting. That bill goes to the Senate now. The second bill the House passed was the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act. It would ban chokeholds and qualified immunity for officers and make it easier for prosecutors to pursue misconduct charges against officers. Congressman Hakeem Jeffries, a New York Democrat, addressed critics who say the bill doesn't respect police officers.
We respect every single officer who has died in the line of duty. The question is, why don't you respect those black and Latino individuals who were shot in the back, choked to death, beaten, nearly unconscious?
Texas is lifting many COVID-19 restrictions. President Biden calls it Neanderthal thinking. Some Texas stores are dumping COVID restrictions, but others say they still won't allow in customers who aren't wearing masks. This is AP News. A test of Elon Musk's SpaceX Starship had a surprise ending. The AP's Tim McGuire.
The full-scale prototype of Elon Musk's ship he hopes to one day travel to Mars lifted off from southern Texas.
3, 2, 1, ignition. We have liftoff.
Some 6 minutes later, after going 6 miles into the air, the bullet-shaped Starship went horizontal, then vertical, as it used its engine to land back on the launch pad, prompting SpaceX commentator John Innsbrucker to declare, "Third time's a charm," as the saying goes, before the webcast ended. Right after that, the rocket exploded. In a tweet, Musk was optimistic, writing, "Starship 10 landed in one piece. RIP SN10. I'm Tim McGuire.
Petaluma City, California is the first in the nation to ban all new gas stations. It's trying to curb carbon emissions. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.